Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today's book is The Strings of Murder by Oscar de Muriel, published by Penguin in 2015. Today it's all about violins and murder in Victorian era Edinburgh. It's 1888 and London is panicking about the latest Jack the Ripper murder in Whitechapel. Frey is a detective with Scotland Yard, but rather than investigating the murder, his career is on the downward slide. In a single day, he finds himself out of work, rejected by his fiancée, and disappointing his overbearing father yet again. Then he receives a strange visitor and a new assignment. The sacking from Scotland Yard was a cover, and he's being sent to Edinburgh in secret to assist with another murder, which is hauntingly similar to the Jack the Ripper murders in London. Frey is sent to solve the crime and stop any countrywide panic of copycat rippers operating across the country. Frey arrives in gloomy Edinburgh straight away, but is without lodgings and is sent to stay at the house of his new partner, Nine Nails McGray. He also discovers that McGray is not the head of the murder squad, but some obscure unit investigating occult crime. McGray is loud and uncouth, and very Scottish, in contrast to Frey's snobby, uptight and condescendingly English ways. But regardless of their instant dislike of each other, they have crime to solve. A violinist has been found dead in a locked room, but with his intestines and heart removed in a similarly surgical way to a ripper crime. Plus, there's a strange five-eyed symbol painted on the floor of his room. And the neighbours claim he was obsessively playing a very bizarre tune before he died, a chilling, eerie song which made everyone very uncomfortable. The violinist Fontaine was a quiet lecturer at the conservatorium, and Frey and McGray follow the path of the inheritance of his very expensive violins to understand whether the violins are the cause. Frey follows more orthodox approaches, while to his dismay, McGray sends them off in other directions, including consulting psychics. When another violinist is found dead, and Frey's younger brother, also a violinist, arrives in Edinburgh, the urgency to find the murderer increases. With its Victorian-era setting, its paranormal elements and murder mystery, The Strings of Murder is right up my alley. But aside from those enjoyable elements, the standout part of this book are the characters of Frey McGray. Frey is arrogant and particular, dismissive of everything around him, looking down his nose at everything Scottish, particularly his new boss and the food. McGray is boisterous and brash and has some of the best insults I've read in ages, but he also hides a tragic past which Frey learns eventually. This is definitely a case of the odd couple solving supernatural crime. The book also weaves in interesting stories about cursed violins and music, particularly Paganini and violin strings. And the action is quick and the book is written in short chapters, which keeps the story flying along. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, this is the first in the Frey and McGray series. Other books include A Fever in the Blood and A Mask of Shadows. I also interviewed Oscar de Muriel for my other podcast, Right Through the Roof. So if you're interested to learn a little bit more, maybe you should check that out as well. So if you like macabre murders, violins, odd couples, the paranormal and locked room mysteries, I heartily recommend Strings of Murder. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.